Hello, I'm Namwal Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Three people were killed and dozens wounded when a Palestinian construction worker took his bulldozer on a rampage west of Jerusalem. He rammed several cars and buses before a police officer shot and killed him. Israeli authorities are calling it a terrorist attack, although they are not clear about the motive yet and say he acted alone. A man suspected of killing 8 people in just a few days is due in court today. 28-year-old Nicholas Sheely was arrested last night near a bar in Granite City, Illinois. Police say his killing spree stretched from Illinois to Missouri, adding that he has a long and violent criminal history. Officials have promised to make changes at the psychiatric ward in a Brooklyn hospital after several workers ignored a woman who was dying on the waiting room floor. This is surveillance video of the Kings County Hospital psychiatric ER. A woman in a hospital waiting room was left on the floor, you can see her here, for more than an hour until she died. There were other people in the waiting room, including a security guard and a hospital staff member. 6 people have been fired. Prosecutors are investigating whether someone at the hospital tried to cover it up. The National Guard is being mobilized to help fight fires in California. Yesterday, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger announced he's ordering 200 guardsmen to help fight hundreds of fires burning across the state. They're expected to join around 19,000 firefighters sometime next week. Air quality is also a major problem right now in Northern California. People are being told to stay inside as much as possible, and schools in some communities have canceled outdoor activities. New evacuations have been ordered near Big Sur. That fire has already burned 47,000 acres of forest and several homes. Tomatoes may not be the only food linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA is now looking at foods commonly eaten with tomatoes, but agency officials say it's too early to identify specific items. Labs across the country are expanding their testing, but officials stress that tomatoes aren't off the hook. So far, 869 people have got sick. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.